This is the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. Thank you for spending this beautiful Saturday morning with us. I want to thank you and thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Right, Micah? Amen and amen. I got some new blessings for you, Micah. I got some new blessings for me that I have to share with you. I'm going to be the new host, Micah, you know this, of Preps Rewind on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm very excited, very blessed, and excited to get you all caught up on the Preps action in and around Northern Colorado. Let's go. What do you think, Micah? Are you excited for me?
I am very excited for you.
I am, bro. I'm excited. You know, we couldn't do this show right here, Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour, without our amazing sponsors. You know, one of our best sponsors is Bessler Homes. You know, they've been part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years. You can explore all their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Fort Lupton and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. And Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. At your local independent AMCO Center, Don Scott and crew will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Call AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. Or if you're in Loveland, call them at 970-667-3006. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Can't forget my boy, Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. If you're in the market for a custom hat, custom logo, graphic designer, first-class embroidery, look no further than Sick Lids. They have more than 10 years' experience in the industry. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs at 970-371-2069. And Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for all your support. I pray abundance of blessings over all my sponsors, and we have a great show for you today. Joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline, we have Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors. If you remember, we had Nate on last week, and it seemed to me like we only had seen the tip of the iceberg, per se, when it comes to Tightline Outdoors. There's so much to Tightline Outdoors than just a guide service. These professionals know fishing, so I wanted to bring him back on. Nate, you know, founded Tightline Outdoors in 2001, but has been fishing since he was a little boy. Nate and Tightline Outdoors are involved in all aspects of fishing community. Nate is a professional walleye angler and all species guide. Nate values the concept of always keeping up with the current bite, whether that be open water or ice or conventional tackle, fly, bait, or ice fishing. Nate is a senior educator and a creator of Tightline's two-day ice fishing school, and I can't wait to talk to him about that. And then we're going to wrap up the show with HBT's The Rest of the Story. But joining us now is Mr. Michael Romero. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, brother. How have you been? It's been a minute since we talked.
It has been, man. I watched your last video doing some walleye ice fishing. Where were you at?
I was actually at Chatfield State Park. I mean, as I had kind of mentioned in that video, it's one of my favorite places to fish, and you know, pretty close to my own home. So.
And what are you finding? I mean, I talked to Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors, and he's saying he did an ice check, and he's talking 8-9 inches still out on that lake.
Yeah, I thought that it was actually very surprising. The edges are looking terrible. So as far as getting on and off the lake is where you might face some issues. But if you can get to the middle or center of the lake, it's easily 8+ inches still.
No kidding. And what are they biting off out there?
Honestly, it seems like they really want live minnows, at least for me. I've had luck jigging up some smallies on waxworms and spoons. But it seems that the most effective way to catch these warm water species is live bait, live minnows, more specifically.
And that's awesome. And are you finding any structure where you're fishing out there, or is it just because I know walleye right now? They're getting ready to spawn. I mean, they're getting ready to do their thing. And I'm finding, this time of year that they're kind of going into some muddy areas and muddy patches. Are you finding that at Chatfield?
Yeah, I definitely would say, and Chatfield specifically is one of those lakes with a little bit less structure. So being that lake is kind of a lot of gravel flats and kind of just those little areas for these walleye to travel. So right now they're basically just kind of cruising those flats. But also, if you guys could find a rock pile, that's what I kind of had found most recently. I found some rock pile, and there were smallmouth bass and walleyes cruising there when I dropped my camera down.
No, perfect. And when are you headed back out, man? Because I want to join you. I mean,
I'm to Chatfield or this weekend.
Wherever, brother. I'm going to follow you.
Well, you know what? I know we've been saying for a while we got to go. So this weekend, I'm actually headed out to some private lakes up at Red Feathers.
Oh, are you?
But next weekend, I'd love to get out with you. Even Micah. We got to get Micah out there.
Well, definitely. I'd love to get Micah out there for sure. And we're still, like I said, we're still looking at anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks of ice still if we can get out there.
Oh, yeah. And then especially for some of the lakes that aren't so close to the city. I know I hear people fishing Granby and some of the mountain lakes till April, even later.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely am interested in going with you. I'm watching your video right here, and you pulled up a nice small mouth right here. That was at Chatfield as well.
That is correct. Yeah, right there.
Man, you were just catching them. You were catching all kinds of species there. Walleye, you had a smallie, and they were just biting off live minnows.
Yeah, that's really, that's kind of one of those things this whole year I've kind of been kind of battling, because I am a fisherman who loves to use artificial baits, mm-hmm. but just kind of observing everybody else catching around the state here, seems that live minnows, like shiners and fathead minnows, seem to be really, really great forage there.
Perfect. Okay, so I know spring walleye is coming up, man. Do you a lot of spring walleye?
Oh, yeah. For anybody that's into the walleye, they know that the peak time is definitely coming here. So as soon as that ice off comes, pretty much those walleye will be eaten.
When is, would you say, just for the novice fishermen, the walleye fishermen, you know, I started fishing walleye, God, years and years ago. But for somebody that doesn't really know about walleye, that's never fished them, is that a hard fish? Would you say it's a hard fish to catch?
I would say that if you're going to dedicate yourself to fishing soft plastic lures or hard bait lures, it may be a bit more of a challenge. But honestly, if you are willing to use something like, I found that they love garlic night crawlers or just night crawlers in general, or just like I said, live minnows. If you use some of those live presentations, walleye are actually surprisingly easy to catch.
Right. And that's the thing. And you know, a buddy of mine, we went out last summer and we were out at Boyd Reservoir, and he was asking me, never fished for walleye. And I was like, oh, buddy, we got to go. And so we went out, took the boat out, and I said, it's kind of, you know, walleye, you just got to know what you're doing. And they're kind of a difficult fish. I dropped my line right at the boat. And wouldn't you know, I picked the walleye right there, right in front of him. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, that was real hard. But here's the thing. We didn't catch anything the rest of the day. So we got skunked after that. So, you know, we really have to know presentation, what they're biting on. You know, the weather has a lot to do with it as well. What type of rod and reel would you buy if you're fishing for walleye?
Now, I would say that for most people, I know that I'm a person who likes to fish bait casters kind of all around. But I would recommend for just kind of people getting into it, I'd say probably like a good 7-foot medium to medium heavy rod, fast action with a pretty flexible rod tip as well, because you want to be able to feel those bites. Typically with walleye, they may pick up your bait really slightly, and if you can just feel any variations in that rod tip, I think that you'll have great success.
It's funny you say that, because it's a typical walleye bite, man. It's really soft. They'll swim away with it. They may spit it out a little bit, but if you don't see that and you don't set the hook, you'll miss it. And it happened to me a lot.
Yes, it definitely happens a lot. And I know that if you're somebody who's used to fishing for a fish like bass, a bass will kind of really hit your lure, and you could really feel that change. But with the walleye, sometimes it's a little bit more of a slight finesse bite.
Correct. You know, walleye are amazing fish. A study found that in clear water, walleye will strike white lures or almost any color. When the water is cloudy by sediment, they are more likely to go after yellow or gold. And in green algae-laden waters, walleye eyes are best seen black. I mean, that is just amazing.
Yeah, that is actually, that's definitely what I hear. Walleyes definitely have a few colors that they really key in on, so don't be afraid to switch up your colors.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely don't switch up your colors. And Mike, I love watching your videos. I mean, I live vicariously. When I can't get out to the lake, I know where I can watch videos. Yours and Seven's video, he does great job on his videos.
Oh, yeah. I love Seven. We were actually, I don't know if you heard, too, we were all just at Evergreen this past weekend. So that was a good time.
Yeah, we had him on Saturday morning. He was going to head out there and meet up with you guys and on Sunday, right? That was last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that was actually on Sunday, yeah. But it was a good time out there.
Yeah, I absolutely love that you guys do that. And what you guys do for the fishing community is huge. Michael, continue what you're doing, brother.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to get back to it. It's been a little while since I've been able to make a video, so getting back to her.
Okay, so next week, I will call you. Next week, I'm going to call you early Monday, Tuesday. We're going to call and we're going to plan a trip.
Let's do it, brother.
All right.
Sure.
All right, man. Definitely. His name is Michael Romero, also known as Fishing Colorado. Make sure to join him for all his fishing and outdoor adventures on his YouTube page, Fishing Colorado, where he provides tips, explores not only Colorado, but all surrounding states and eventually the world. Michael, thank you for coming on. I pray nothing but success for you, sir.
Thanks as always, guys. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for coming on, man. Coming on next on the HBT Power Hour is Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors. Keep that line tight. We'll be right back. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To HBT Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. We are live in the Aloe Fiber Studios. If you're in the market for custom hats or a custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Sick Lids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail, with more than 10 years' experience in the industry. Sick Lids have the skills you love, their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs at 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. Joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline is Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors. Nate, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. Welcome back.
I appreciate you being back.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Man, I had a ton of questions for you the last time, and we were kind of just, I know you had to leave real soon, and we were kind of tight on time, so I wanted to bring you back. And so thank you for coming back, man.
Definitely. It's an honor to be here, man.
Hey, so for all our new listeners, tell us about Tightline Outdoors.
Absolutely. You know, so we're kind of all facets of the fishing industry. You know, like we mentioned last time, started off as a guide service back in 2001. Then I went pro on the walleye tour, fished professional for 4 or 5 years, kind of continued the guide operation through then, and then expanded. So we do a ton of content, ton of TV, ton of radio, podcasts. We own a large open water tournament series called Catch Rate. We own one of the largest ice fishing tournament series in the world called Ice Addiction, which is a multi-state ice fishing tournament series.
Yes, man. That was my next question for you, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. The Ice Addiction ice fishing tournament series is one of the things that fascinates me. You just wrapped up your final one. Tell us a little bit about the Ice Addiction ice fishing tournament series.
Yeah, so it's super unique. I mean, it's kind of a format that you see in the Midwest, kind of in the heart of the ice belt. But it's kind of a foreign topic out here. But, you know, years ago, 12, 13 years ago, there kind of became an issue in a lot of ice fishing tournaments with foul play. Guys doing things they shouldn't be doing, whether it was illegal bait or transferring fish or working together when they shouldn't have, or, you know, the list goes on and on. I try not to, hype up the negative stuff, but there was some room for some change in ice fishing tournaments. So I started consulting with all these different tournament series and, towns that ran tournaments and all this kind of thing. And I kind of got to the point where I was like, hey, I should just start my own. So 10 years ago, we started off with Ice Addiction, and we kind of took, I have fished tournaments my whole life. I fished all across the ice belt, all across the Midwest. And I kind of was like, hey, I fished hundreds of tournaments. And I'm like, I'm going to take the best of every series I've ever fished, and we're going to make it the ultimate ice fishing tournament, and we called it Ice Addiction. So we pick a section of the lake. We mark it off to where knowledge of the lake doesn't mean anything. So the person who, is retired and can fish 6 days a week, they don't have an advantage. Now, they might have a better skill for actually catching the fish, but they don't have an advantage of, knowing the lake. They don't have an advantage of having a snowmobile versus not having a snowmobile. Right. We pick the section. We eliminate all of those type of options where it comes down to your skill. We pre-drill the hole so everything is spaced out. Now, there's plenty of extra holes, right? There's 30% extra holes, so hundreds and hundreds of open areas that you can move around on. And it's basically a four-hour, power shoot-off. heaviest single fish takes first place down to 30th place, and it's an awesome time.
You got a great name, too, Ice Addiction. You can't get any better than that. The other thing, I just love how you pre-drill the holes, so it's you don't have to take heavy equipment out there. Like you said, if you don't get around too well, but you can sit on a chair and jig an ice pole, I mean, you're in luck. I mean, that's have an opportunity to win.
We welcome all anglers. So again, we have seasoned veterans. These guys are, 40 plus years of ice fishing experience. We have these anglers show up. We also have people that have shown up for the first time, and we always welcome new people. So we have a policy that if you've never ice fished, we'll even loan you the gear you need for the day. So you can show up with nothing, and we will give you a rod, reel, bait. We'll give you a scoop to clean out your hole. we'll loan you everything you need to get started for the day, just to see if you like it. So, we welcome everybody, and we get everybody, and we get families. We had a couple of gentlemen on the ice this year. I believe our oldest angler was 92 years old.
Wow.
So we get them all on the ice, and, we help you get on the ice if you need assistance, and, we very welcoming to all anglers.
Man, that's awesome. Okay, so tell our masturbators again about your two-day ice fishing school. That's the thing that really interested me, because, like I said before, I wish I would have had this when I first went out on the ice. I wouldn't have wasted, $8 in minnows if I would have done this.
I mean, that's just it, and we talk about this all the time because, every angler does the same thing, right? They go to their local retailer before they go fishing this weekend. It's so easy nowadays to drop 50, 60, 70 bucks on gear that you think you need. Then you go out, you still don't quite have a clue what you're doing, and it just leads to this, unsuccessful, trip that bums you out in time. So ice school is the concept of it's a three-hour session in a classroom. So we have them built by species. We have walleye school, bass school, salmon school, lake trout school. But you basically come to a classroom. You're with 10 other anglers or 9 other anglers, so 10 in total. And we do 3 hours with everything you need to know. So this is, the lifespan of that fish, the daily habits of that fish, the winter migration of that fish, the dietary needs and what the dietary, really options are for that fish. We walk you through, where they live, how they live, when they eat, how often they eat. We walk you through, understanding ice and ice safety, all the tackle you can need. We teach about color and vision. So everything there is to know about that fish in the classroom session for 3 hours. Then those same anglers, so those same 10 anglers, then join me on the ice the next day, and we do 4 hours on the ice for that species. So you learn everything there is to know about that species. You then go on the ice, get to see it firsthand, ask the questions. You get to use all the latest gear. So we have electronics for everyone, rods, reels, tackle for everyone. So you show up, you get to use the latest and greatest stuff, get to put it all in use. So when you walk away, your knowledge is second to none. So you really have the confidence to go out anytime and have that success.
That's awesome. And I'm reading some of your topics here. Biometric pressure effect. I mean, yep, that is awesome. Explain that.
We walk you through everything.
True that. Okay, now we're talking with Nate Zielinski from Tightline Outdoors. Nate, tell us about your amazing guide services as well.
You know, so we do everything in the guide world. That, you know, that's kind of the heart of the company where it started in 2001, and we guide everything. So I think, you know, as far as services really in the Western United States, we're about the only ones that do everything. So we do open water, right? So everything we do, for the most part, is all on reservoirs. You know, so we have 17 permits, so we guide on all the peak bodies of water within the state of Colorado, and we guide year-round. So we are open water all summer. We are ice fishing through the course of all the ice belt. And then we do all species. You know, so, I mean, our number one trip is walleye. Second is probably big northern pike. Third is probably lake trout, but then we do everything. Rainbows, bass.
Yeah, I see that. Kokanee.
Fly fishing. We do everything from a boat. We do shore fishing. So no matter what style you need or you're looking to learn from, it's that. And probably the biggest difference between us and other services, most people try to capitalize on just the hottest bite. So you call and they just say, hey, we're going here and we're going to catch this. As to our goal is always based on education. So, right, we catch fish in the process, but when you call us, we're just saying, hey, what are your needs?
Right.
Is it just to go have fun? Is it just to go catch fish? Or are you looking for something specific? You want a trophy pike, a trophy walleye. You just want to learn how to become a better, you know, jig angler for walleyes. Or, hey, you want to learn how to fish, you know, jerk baits for pike, or whatever the case may be. We look at that as, hey, we're going to make sure that not only do you have a good day, not only do you catch fish, but you're going to learn something. And that's kind of our true process behind everything. So we really cater to the needs of the anglers and just make sure that they really gain a lot.
And that's what it's about. You know, some of your destination reservoirs are Spiny, 11 Mile, Ontario, right? Williams
yep.
Fork, Terreal, which is a great lake to fish on. Pueblo, Bar Lake, and Jefferson Lake. You only ice fish on Jefferson.
We only do ice fishing on Jefferson. Yep. So Jefferson, they used to have an A&S program to allow us to launch boats. Now it's hand launch only. So we do have a 16-foot hand launch boat that we can do stuff on. But we want to make sure, again, that kind of the overall experience of right. our guests are amazing. And we, you know, all our open water trips are done on like 21-foot tournament-ready boats. So I hate to throw you on the 16-footer out there. So we mainly stick all our operations on Jefferson just to the winter.
That's
and
awesome.
That's pretty much gigantic lake trout is that trip up there.
Makes sense. I definitely want to take a trip with you guys because I just, the Tightline Outdoors, I see that, you know, I see it, the label, the brand, and that's the biggest thing is the brand. And then when I started diving into what you guys do, it was pretty amazing, man. I started reading into your website and your guide trips and what you offer and the schooling that you offer. And it's just about getting that knowledge out to be a better angler, you know, even if you're a tournament fisherman, be a better tournament fisherman, you know, and I love the fact that you guys drill the holes and anybody can come out and do it.
That's it. I mean, we're very welcome again, even on the guide trips, and we take everybody, I mean, young kids, you know, seniors and everything in between. So
awesome.
We don't say no to it. And yeah, make sure we cater to your needs.
Hey, Nate, will you stay with us one more segment?
Yep,
I got a few more questions for you. I just want you to stay with us one more segment. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Awesome, man. Talking with Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors, a local brand you can trust. You know, speaking of a local brand you can trust, Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating AMCO Loveland and AMCO Fort Collins for over 39 years. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. If you're in Loveland, call AMCO of Loveland at 970-667-3006 to schedule a free vehicle courtesy check. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Keep that line tight and don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Nate Zielinski with Tightline Outdoors. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance. And there is no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. We love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area, located in beautiful Eden, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Joining us on the Bessler Hotline, Bessler Homes Hotline, is Nate Zielinski, founder of Tightline Outdoors. Nate, thank you for staying with us one more segment, buddy.
Absolutely, man.
Okay, so explain, okay, we talked a little bit about this last week when we had you on. Explain the Catch Rate 2022 Multi-Species Tournament Series.
Absolutely. So, you know, we talked about this last week, and it's just the truth. Tournaments are getting so competitive nowadays, right? So, I mean, you have colleges offering scholarships, you know, for bass tournaments and across the board. So tournament fishing is very popular. But with that being said, it is getting more and more serious. You know, so I was sitting in a tournament years ago, and it was a small, like, state event, right? Nothing that had to be on the level of this seriousness. You know, none of these anglers are pros. Mm-hmm. You know, they all have jobs. And I'm looking around this parking lot, and I mean, these guys have their game face on so much. It's so serious, and I love it, and I think it's cool, but it is the most unwelcoming environment that you've ever seen.
Right.
And I think there's a time and a place for it, but I was like, you know, how is this sport going to grow if, you know, somebody new walks up and you're looking at this, you're going to be like, holy moly, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Right, right.
So we created Catch Rate, which basically is three species, three different tournaments, all put into one event so we can run them on the same day, but it's a trout tournament, a bass tournament, and a walleye tournament, and it's all with kind of a league format. So, you know, no pre-registration. You show up $20 a head per species. It's a digital series. You're actually videoing yourself, recording the fish, you know, and I kind of watch over everything. But at the end of the day, it's more like a bowling league, I would say, or a puffball league, than it's that, right?
Right.
You show up, it's welcoming, it's fun. It is by no means that serious, you know, cutthroat, just extreme that some tournaments have become.
Right.
So it's more that welcoming. So we always say, hey, again, just like ice addiction, whether you are a hardcore tournament angler or a very first timer, this series fits it. And we get great participation. So it's a $20 entry. And at first we had guys like, oh man, you know, I'm a little more serious than that. But, you know, when you get 100 anglers doing it, like, our payout is as good as some of these weekend tournaments
right.
that are very serious.
I'd pay $20 to come and do that just to have a good time, man.
$20, yes. It's great payout. And then first place also receives a $100 Bass Pro Cabela's gift card. They receive a prize pack from Eagle Claw. So some of these first place prizes are $600-$700 on a Wednesday night. And then we have a great partnership with a roofer. He provides dinner for everyone. So we have pizza and drinks at the end. So $20. I mean, just you can eat the $20 in pizza and drinks
right.
at the end of the day.
Right, exactly.
Let alone have a great evening fishing and have a chance to win some
and
cash.
Networking, so, meet no new anglers, so you know. And I read here that anglers can fish from shore, kayak, or boat.
Absolutely anything. And, you know, you can fish with somebody, so it's not like a team event where you're just somebody like that. You want to fish alone? Fish alone. You have six buddies and you all want to be in a pontoon together? You're fishing against each other, but you can do it. So,
that's
again,
awesome.
Trying to be as welcoming as possible in this industry.
Okay,
sure.
Some of the dates that you have here online, are these for this year?
That's for last year. So basically, okay. You know, we've been kind of talking about this. We're kind of in the heart of everything. A typical year, especially at Chatfield, our ice is just starting to dissipate,
right.
And we can usually really anticipate when open water hits and we can start the series. I did an ice check yesterday at Chatfield. The thinnest ice I found was 9.5 inches. Some areas are holding up to 13 inches of ice. I've only ice fished in March, I think, three times in my 23-year career of guiding at Chatfield. And, I mean, right now, honestly, I think I'm going to be on the ice another 2 weeks.
I was just going to say that. Thank God for that, man. We haven't had this
ice, so
blessing for a long time.
That's it. So it's hard to say what our open water is going to be. Last year we opened on April 1st for boating. I would say that there is no chance of that happening.
Right.
So the second we start to see the ice start to rot, we start to see some open water, and we get an estimate of boating, we'll launch that schedule. So we have tentative dates now, but the last thing we want to do is release it, have guys, plan their work schedule, and then have to retract it. So
right.
I'm hoping over the next couple of weeks we'll launch that 2023 catch rate schedule.
Makes sense. We don't want to jinx the ice right now. We have great ice right now. We don't want to jinx it right now. Okay. So since spring walleye is coming, spring is coming. We know it's coming. And like we just talked about, the ice is thick on the lake. I have a series of questions that I want to ask you about some spring walleye fishing.
Absolutely.
Okay. So when should I start fishing for spring walleye?
So kind of the big misconception is all tied around the spawn. Now, there's different concepts of the spawn, but a springtime walleye, right, you have a pre-spawn bite. So this is when the fish, both males and females, increase their daily activity, and they increase their basically dietary needs. So these walleyes are going to increase their food intake to build up extra belly fat, and it's actually all stored in their belly. So their body basically knows what they need for nutrition rate, and they try to bulk that up, much like a bear going into hibernation. So the true pre-spawn is right around a 2 to 3 week process where these fish are literally just trying to gain some extra belly fat to get them through the spawning process without losing too much weight. So pre-spawn is awesome. And then you have the spawning cycle, depending on where you're at. Sometimes each individual fish, they can get done with the spawning process in a day or two. Other times when Mother Nature is kind of off, those fish will slide into their spawn site, and maybe the temperature's not right. Maybe the oxygen level's not right. Maybe the moon's not right. There's so much that goes into it. But some of these fish might go in and out of kind of their spawning site for 3 weeks before it happens.
Right.
So it's all individual fish, individual days. So we just say the spawn, and we'll call it 3 weeks. And then the post-spawn is actually the exact time it takes to regain the exact amount of weight that they lost during the spawn.
Mm-hmm.
So the average post-spawn, because they're low on energy from the spawn, takes about 4 weeks.
Gotcha.
So long story short, you have pre-spawn, spawn, post-spawn. Your Chatfield, your Cherry Creek, your Pueblo, some of those bodies of water, our fish are in pre-spawn right now. They start the last week of February. Our fish are pretty much done with pre-spawn by March 12th, March 15th. March 15th, they are spawning. They do not care if it's ice or open water.
Right.
Everybody thinks that the ice restricts them. It does not. They have no issue spawning under the ice cap. So your oxygen levels are a little weaker just because you don't have waves rolling. But long story short, a lot of our fisheries, these fish are going to spawn March 15th, and they're going to start doing that under the ice cap. At inlets, all those type areas. Other lakes, like your Horsetooth Carter, Jumbo, Jackson, it's crazy, but they're actually a colder water fishery, so those fish spawn later. So that pre-spawn is in late March, April.
Gotcha.
Spawning's more in that later April, and then it tapers on from there. So it kind of depends on which fishery you're at, but we target the pre-spawn and the post-spawn fish the same. Both those fish are going to be looking for warm water and looking for an easy meal. Almost both those species are going to be in shallow water suspended. So we're approaching both the pre-spawn and the post-spawn bite for walleye almost exclusively with jerkbaits and or minnow-style crankbait.
Man.
So you're taking long, slender baits that have minimal action. You do not want high action. You want minimal.
So okay.
Long, slender bait, little bit of side-to-side movement, but honestly not a lot of action. If you run the bait through the water and you think it looks amazing, it's probably not the right bait.
Gotcha.
You want boring, slow.
My dad told me that one time.
It's a jerk bait. They think you got to work it hard. You're barely moving that. Really all you do is just reel it and pause.
Right.
And that's the action that you want.
Perfect.
So seek out warm water, fish those jerk baits, and that's the key to pre- and post-spawn walleyes right now in Colorado.
Nate, I appreciate you coming on. Tell our faithful how they can book a trip with you on
absolutely. You
and your amazing
team.
Facebook
page. We have a ton of stuff. Tightline Outdoors on Facebook. You can always go to our website, tightlineoutdoors.com. We are in the heart of it. We're ice fishing right now for walleyes, big lakers, huge pike. And the second open water hits, we will be full-blown walleye fishing.
Perfect. I'm going to have to book a trip with you for some ice fishing.
Let's get out there, man.
Let's
do it.
All right, my man. Thank you for coming on again. I pray continued success for you and with Tightline Outdoors, my friend. Thank you for coming on.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bestler Homes have been part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years. With passion and pride, Ted Bestler started building homes in 1968. Now, with his son, Jamie Bestler, at the helm, the vision continues to build attainable, innovative, and personalized homes. The Bestler difference, where experience matters. The process is simple, fun, and you get more for your money. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Ault, Fort Lupton, and Johnstown. Call Bestler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Coming up on the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour is the rest of the story. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to HBT Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. I have the right lure to draw you in. You know, not only does Kennedy Dental care about and not only does Kennedy Dental care and have the passion and vision for our youth, they also care about their dental health. At Kennedy Dental, they are committed to providing you and your loved ones with exceptional dental care in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. Located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, Kennedy Dental is known to be the best dental care clinic in the area, and they can't wait to help you feel better today. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. And now, HBT, the rest of the story. He enlisted as a corporal, and he obtained the rank of first sergeant in 1863 after fighting in such engagements as Blackburn's Forge, Bull Run's First, Bailey's Crossroads, Munson's Hills, Fair Oaks, Yorktown, White Oak Swamp, Melvin's Hill, and Bull Run Second, Chantilly and Fredericksburg. He was wounded by a bullet through both legs at the hips and by the other bullet that struck him as he lay wounded on the battlefield during an infantry charge on the enemy lines at Jackson, Mississippi on July 11th, 1863. The young sergeant was not expected to survive and was told by the surgeon that he had only hours to live. And he was awarded a battlefield promotion to brigadier general. He barely survived the 33-day transfer from Mississippi through Confederate lines to a general hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio, where he lay for the next 9 months recovering from his injuries. Upon his discharge in the summer of 1864, he quickly resettled into a civilian life in Kalamazoo, obtained a law degree, and entered into law practice with his friend Nathaniel Balch. He served as quartermaster general for the state of Michigan from 1883 to 1884. In 1896, he opened the Central Bank and continued to serve as an officer in the Grand Army of the Republic. Such precociousness seems to have been a familiar trait. One warm spring morning, while on his way to school, the young W.M.S. Jr. came upon two men with a flashing rod and reel. The unusual manner in which they were manipulated the tackle caused him to pause and watch with great interest and curiosity. Being himself an enthusiastic and competent angler, the man holding the rod had attached a small weight to the end of the line, and after making his cast, attempted to reel the line back into the spool evenly with a rather crude device which he had made for this purpose. The men were getting frustrated when the invention wouldn't work, due to what WM recognized as a fault of design and gross mechanical inaccuracies. The inventor threw the rod and reel to the ground in anger and declared, "This ain't possible. No one can make a level-wind reel that works." "I think it is possible," the young WM answered, "and someday I'll make one that will work." This remark was met with laughter, and a red-faced WM went on his way. It was also during this time that he began using his mechanical abilities to create elegant casting reels for his friends. Soon, he had a great many friends. It was also during this period that that the principles for the level wind mechanical were finally visualized by the young man as he sat on the edge of the bed pulling off his socks. Yes, pulling off his socks. It seems senseless perhaps to mention the sock, WM later told in a newspaper interview. But very likely, men who call themselves psychologists would say that it was important. One can almost imagine the young man tracing a spiral pattern with his fingers across his Argyle sock and creating a mental picture of his idea. For 5 years, he devoted much of his spare time to designing and crafting his level winding reel concept into a physical reality. Once perfected, WM filed for the patent rights for his fish line reel. And on May 13, 1897, he was awarded patent number 591,086 on October 5th, 1897, for his invention. He was now prepared with some financial assistance from his father's bank to produce from the angling world the first functional level winding reel, the Style C. This was not the first patent for a level winding reel. Other level winding reels and devices had been patented now and then for the nearly 40 years earlier by other inventors. It was, however, the first functional level winding mechanism to be issued a patent. And this is an important distinction. A unique feature of this reel was that he's used two parallel cartridge screws between which traveled a loop line guided on a block instead of a single endless thread carriage screw, which had been tied unsuccessfully by other reel inventors. The earliest Style C reels have screws only in the head plate, while later reels improved the screws holding the reel foot to both head and tail plates for added strength. The Shakespeare Reel Works was first located in a four-story storage building on Water Street in Kalamazoo that had once housed a candy company. William Shakespeare Jr. had rented this building since 1889 for his camera shutter business, and together with Walter E. Maroff and 12 other employees, crafted his elegant handmade oxidized silver-plated reels on the third floor using small jeweler's lathe and watchmaker tools that were used for making photo shutters. The first Shakespeare catalog titled The Fine Points of a Reel featured only this reel called simply the Shakespeare Reel Style C. Only now you know the rest of the story. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I am Coach Daniel Alamon. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with me. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.